Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you. Like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE. You can also go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, again, EE, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, namely the state-controlled media. Case in point, real quick. I was just thinking about this. Isn't it interesting how we haven't heard anything about the Malaysian Airlines since the Iran deal, you know, went down just a couple weeks ago? Remember how they diverted us by saying that we found a little piece of that plane? And all of a sudden, we haven't heard anything about it again. And all the networks picked it up, and that's all they talked about that day. But why is it we haven't heard anything from them ever since? Well, or very little, if any at all. Because they use it for diversion. They want to get your hand, they want to get your eyes off hand, and they want to play sleight of hand. They want to do the opposite by diverting you as to what they mean to do. And that's exactly why they do it. If what they were doing was upright, folks, they wouldn't have to use diversion or tactics in such a way. But they do. And America, I was just thinking about it this morning, and I just thought, wait a second, what happened to that? How come we're not hearing anything about that? Because they don't need it anymore. That's why. Just venting here, folks. Thinking out loud, as they say. Going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got a bunch of articles posted today by senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Tim Brown. Here we go. New York Times shocked, perplexed that young Mississippi Muslim couple went jihad. Really? Man, you know, it's shocking when you see people actually come out of church and do what the Lord tells them to do through commandments, isn't it? But these people, I guess they go a little bit further than a professed church in America. They actually practice what they preach. Again, New York Times shocked, perplexed that young Mississippi Muslim couple went jihad. Well, that's what they're taught to do. And guess what they do? Train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. They'll commit the jihad. Well, that's what Muslims do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama is a perfect example why God judges authority figures far more harshly than commoners. And, of course, we have contributors following in suit to the things that we're talking about on the radio here. That's exactly right. If we look at Nebuchadrezzar, we can see that God used him as his servants, as a matter of fact, to judge his own people, to chastise them. And if it doesn't doesn't fall to the chastisement where the people respond, or they will not be corrected by the Lord's chastisements. He'll bring them heavier concerning judgment, and that's what it turns into, folks. And that's why it's a terrible place to be when you refuse the correction of God or the chastisements of God, and you kick against the goad, because sooner or later that wall's going to fall on you through judgment, and it will. But he's right, this particular contributor is exactly right, that Obama is a perfect example of why God judges authority figures for more harshly than commoners. And do keep in mind, friends, if you look at the end, going to the kind of like to highlighting what this guy's talking about here, Jason Charles, it's also interesting to know that God judges, after he judges his children, he'll judge those that are being used to judge much harsher. And you can look at the end of Nebuchadnezzar, and that's exactly right on the money. So good for you, Jason Charles. We appreciate that. Brand new contributor over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have Gold King Mine, not the first time EPA dumped toxic wastes in the area. Of course not. And we have here again, we have the blind leading the blind. T.D. Jakes leaves blacks, sodomites groping in the dark. I got a picture of him up on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, him and Oprah. Those that mean to bring everyone to apostate, believe them. Wasn't it Jesus that rightly said? Yes, it was. Let the blind, you know, if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch, and that's exactly right. And very far and few between will you see a pupil actually go further than its teacher. And for those that are watching Oprah or listening to the heretics such as T.D. Jakes, just rest assured, folks, it's probably going to fall to your lot, too, that you're going to go no further. They are heretics, and they are leading the people apostate. So read your word, and you'll understand why and how things are going the direction that they're going in this country today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Joe Biden threw a big wrench in Obama's talking points on Chattanooga attack. He actually called it a jihadist. He shouldn't have said that, but he did. He blurted the truth out in his confusion. We thank you for that, you useful idiot, even when you didn't mean to be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 23 nations around the world where stock market crashes are already happening. Folks, you know, you ever think about this? I just want you to think about this for a moment. You know how we're told that we're broke and we have a huge deficit, but for some reason or other, you look around and everybody's building. Brand new building here, brand new building there. They're a building, everywhere a building. And I can hear someone saying back to me, Bradley, that's all on credit. But where is that credit? What is backing up that line of credit? Do you ever think maybe you're just being lied to about the way things are in America? Because we're catching wind, friends, now that there's a global deficit that's pretty much paid off. Or it's coming to the point where it's completely paid off. How is it that they keep foreign countries, namely third world countries, keep borrowing money from us if we don't have it to pay off their deficits? What is this all about? Just food for thought. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 23 nations around the world where stock markets are crashing, already happening. But friends, who's crashing them? Who's creating the chaos, and who does it work for at the end of the day? Please wake up to what's going on in your country and in your world. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, opinions of every sort, but never facing the truth. Brand new contributor. Her name is Margie Cole. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, opinions of every sort, but never facing the truth. Again, Margie Cole. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. 15 states finally standing up against Obama's unconstitutional regulations. And, well, you know what? It's about time, right? It's about time. But you got to ask yourself, who are those governors working for to go to fall in line in the beginning? And then for some reason, when the people begin to stand up, they fall in line with the people rather than what they're being told by the dictator. Yeah? He should have obeyed the first time around, right? We wouldn't be where we're at today if we would have. Or he would have. Or she would have. Whatever the case may be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, folks, I know I say a lot of harsh things, and I think for the most part, the listeners that listen to us day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they understand why. And we explain it quite a bit as to why we are the way that we are here at the radio show, because we understand that love warns. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And it's interesting how people, what they like to do is they like to shoot the messenger. And I don't understand exactly why they want to do that, especially if that's the one that's being used to warn them. I mean, it's like, folks, if you're on a highway and there's a warning sign stating go to the left, and what you didn't realize is there's a cliff at the end of that highway. I mean, is it like you get mad at the sign, and once you see the cliff, you see that that sign actually saved your life? Do you go back and actually take the sign and tear it down and rip it up and shred it to pieces because you can't handle it? No, you're thankful that that was put there to warn you from the impending danger. And so should it be with every one of us, so we can hear. Remember Jesus used to say, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Why did he say that? They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. Remember, that was a part of what Isaiah prophesied. Well, why would he say stuff like that? Because we need to discern what the Spirit of God is teaching us every step of the way. We know that the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. So reproof of instructions are the way of life. And that's what we don't want to hear. We don't like to be confronted here in America. And I don't, again, understand why that may be the situation, but it is the situation. And, let me say it this way. I'll give you an analogy. There's a story told of a man that was fast asleep in his bed while his dog began to bark. The dog barked and barked and barked some more. What is that dog barking at? The man asked himself. Instead of taking the time to look at what the dog was barking at, he rebuked the dog and went back to bed. Little did the man realize that the dog was warning the man that there was an intruder attempting to break into the house to slay this man, read John 10:10. A couple minutes later, the dog began once again to bark at the intruder in an attempt to warn his owner, read Matthew 13:25. Awakened in a rage, the man stormed toward the dog, grabbed his shotgun, and proceeded to shoot his dog dead. Instead of the man looking at his dog as his best friend, he looked at him as his worst enemy. The man jumped back into bed while the intruder broke into his house and then ended up killing him at length. If only the owner cared enough to know the dog was barking to warn him of the impending dangers. And folks, that's why I always make reference to the Word of God. That's why I always make reference to the Constitution of the United States. There's much to say concerning what I just said. There's a lot in that. But folks, I want to go back, and I know that we're in a season now where we're beginning to pick our candidates for the next president of the United States. And I noticed that, you know, there's a whole lot of candidates that just, they make void any reference to law in any sense of the word, or the Constitution, of course, the enumerated laws of the Constitution, which is the law of the land, like it or not. And interestingly enough, I heard Scott Walker. I know a lot of people are liking on Scott Walker right now. You know, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't know enough about him right now. I just like to stand back and watch what's going on, what's unfolding before our eyes. And through discernment, discern what these people stand for and what they don't stand for. But it's interesting that we're hearing a lot of people now talk about how they want to replace Obamacare with a different plan. And folks, I just want to make you mad again, especially if you're a big Scott Walker fan. I'm just kind of curious, because he's not the only one doing this, by the way. If Obamacare is a violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, it's unconstitutional, going back to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America, and everybody's complaining about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, then what gives these guys the right to go ahead and say, let's replace it with something else? That's replacing an act of tyranny with another act of tyranny by another tyrant. And two wrongs don't make a right. Let me give you some advice. Next time that you're listening to your favorite candidate, see how many times they reference the Word of God, the Mosaic Institution in which we are founded upon in this country. See how many times they recite the founding documents. And if you don't hear that in the things that they say, I would get away from them as far as I possibly could. Because they are just as bad as what you are what you're complaining about today. Now, let me jump over a little bit. Let me talk about Donald Trump. I was just listening to none other than Fox News on the highway again, because, again, we're told that's the best we have. And we were told that 40 to 60% of all statements made by Fox, and I'm going to stay on this until we come to a conclusion or until we come to a head, until this is fully manifest. But we found out that 40 to 60% of all the comments made by Fox are completely untrue. Now, it was also interesting to note, I am saying something, just follow in line. It's interesting that while I was listening for the short time, just until I got mad, I could handle it for about 5 or 10 minutes. Interestingly enough, they began to talk about Donald Trump again. And I noticed that this news anchor, this propagandist, or this inadvertently ignorant individual that was spewing out what her teleprompter was telling her to say, she started to go after, not even covert-like, but that's what she meant to do, she was starting to attack Donald Trump. And I'm noticing that the conservatives are attacking Donald Trump. And I think that should tell people a whole lot right there. And again, I'm not quite, let me put it this way, I'm not knee-deep into knowing the backgrounds of all these guys yet. But I can tell you that the man is doing America a great favor. But this news anchor begins to go on about Donald Trump, about how he's anti-establishment. Really, you know, that's good if you really listen to what she's saying. But she doesn't mean for you to take it that way. It's like those that stand up for life. You're called by your totalitarian enemy. You're anti-abortion. Or if you're for pro-family and you're for marriage, you know, these are the ones that call you anti-gay, right? See, and I know that in this country, folks, people are sick and tired of the establishment. And the establishment in the sense of the Bushes, the Clintons, so on and so forth. They're sick of the same old, same old. And again, what she said was true, but that's not how she meant it to be. And of course, she took her shots at none other than, well, Donald Trump. And then lo and behold, right after that, they began to give you another poll concerning who's leading the polls. Guess who's leading the polls, friends? None other than Donald Trump. And why is he leading the polls? Because he says what needs to be said. And people are tired of diplomacy. And you know what diplomacy is, right, friends? Seduction in another guise. We're tired of politicians saying one thing and doing the opposite. We're tired of politicians corrupting and committing the act of treason, not only treason, but being treacherous concerning the oath that they swore, they promised that they would uphold concerning our Constitution and, again, the enumerated laws. We're sick of that. And I think rightly so we are. But again, going back to Donald Trump, why does this guy got so much support? Where's all of this support coming from? Folks, he's not just a little bit ahead of the game. He is stomping all of his opposition thus far. But the question I have for you is, why are the conservatives attacking him? Because there's no difference between them and the left. And when we're talking about the left, we're already talking about the lawless, and we're talking about those that follow not the rule of the Constitution of the United States. We're talking about criminals. So when you see the Republicans and you see the left attacking the same man that is only doing what everybody wants him to do, namely speaking forth, he's the consciousness of America right now. He's speaking forth what people are thinking. He's saying it out loud. Neither side likes it. You know, they say that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Yep. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in another 10 years if we don't bring about change? Folks, I want to again bring to the forefront. I want to bring before your eyes right now, friends, that those that you think are the good guys are those that are attacking with their supposed created enemies. A guy that's standing up and willing to say what needs to be said. Did I say Donald Trump is perfect? Nope. Am I endorsing Donald Trump? Nope, I'm not saying that neither. But where there is truth, I will stand with that truth all the way to the end of the line, as long as it preserves the United States of America. Folks, we need to wake up as to what's going on in our country. And I want to say this. Don't shoot the messenger in the process. And regardless if it's me or anybody else that's willing to tell you, when you know it's the truth in your conscience, which means with knowledge, then stick to your conscience and be faithful to that. And don't shoot the messenger and don't get mad at the guy that's actually willing to take a stand and lead the way.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So what am I talking about? Folks, when we begin to see real leadership, the last thing that we want to do is beat down the leadership that we've been asking for. If you want another politician to lead you into the ditch, then go ahead and have at it. But you're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. Remember that leaders are not there to lead the consensus. They are there to mold the consensus. And we're to be molded by the rule of law in this country, not by the rule of opinion. And once we begin to understand what real leaders look like, that they don't come about to tell you the things that you want to hear, but I'll tell you what, if you simply take the time, namely those things that you don't want to hear, and if that individual that's leading the way is making reference to the law that you don't know, then go read the law, and then if you find out that the law is right, then submit to that law, because that's where real freedom is found. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and that's what we need to get back. What does the law permit? What are the do's and the don'ts concerning the law? And I want those legalistic individuals out there right now that don't know their right hand from the left hand concerning the professed Christians. I'm just answering what's in conscience right now, friends. Is I'm saved by grace through faith and that not of myself. I'm making reference to the word. I'm talking to the antinomianists right now, those that make void the law of God. Let's say that we're saved by grace. Let me say it this way. I don't do the things that I do to get saved. I do them because I am saved. The law tells us what we're to do. The law tells us what we're to do. And that law, by the way, that spiritual law condemns us. But if we understand law, it's only there to detect and the grace comes along to conquer. And I'm talking about conquering right now. And I'm talking about real leadership. So let me just go with the Holy Ghost as we roll out here, friends. It tells us in Numbers 14, 7 through 9. It says that, "And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord with us. Fear them not." This is a promise to the obedient children of God that you are now empowered to conquer. You are empowered to conquer. In America, what's happening today in your country is you're being dispossessed through false leadership. Real leadership comes about and says, nope, you can do this, but we need to follow the rules that are laid down. We need to follow the blueprint. And of course I'm making reference to the Bible, and of course I'm making reference to the enumerated laws of our Constitution, which, by the way, were derived and extracted from the Bible. 34% of all documentation came from the Bible. We know who our daddy is, and as long as we follow our daddy, we're going to be okay. And I want you to keep in mind, I'm trying to get someone to shut the door here, friends, that this was Joshua and Caleb that were coming back to the children of Israel after they seen the good land, and they said, we can do this. Because God said we can do this. He said that it is a goodly land. And the Lord comes down and he tells them, listen, don't fear the people. Dispossess them. Drive out the previous occupants to possess in their place. Folks, you're being dispossessed by the lawless. You're being dispossessed by the disobedience because of your disobedience. Because when you become obedient to the things that Christ has called you to be, made more than conquerors through him who loved you, guess what? He promises that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. In other words, they're going to be dispossessed. And that's why the disobedient never make reference to the law or to the Constitution. I'm speaking of leadership, friends. And again, keep in mind, real leadership, when it comes up on the scene, it's going to be foreign to what you're used to. It's going to be like oil and water to what you're used to. It's not going to be a politician telling you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you the way it is and the way it was so it can be still in the future. And that's exactly what we want to get back to. We want a future and a hope. I would like to state firstly that it was Joshua, again, and Caleb that were going to give this good report on the behalf of the people concerning the word of the Lord to give all this as a promise to the people. And Joshua and Caleb were the ones bringing the good word to them. And folks, I'm doing the same thing. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, but they must do what I command them to do to get the fruit that I promised to give them. Read John 15 when you get a minute. But Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit, and it is important to note that the fruit of a different spirit was credited to the following of the Lord wholly, not partially. Holy. Like it tells us in the book of Jeremiah 29:11-13, that when you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. And then going to the New Testament, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Well, this was the spirit that they had. They had a wholly different spirit because they wholly followed the Lord. Holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, Numbers 32:12. And then the Bible tells us, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. They served the Lord God of heaven with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God in his goodness gave these promises to possess the land, again, to drive out previous occupants, to possess in their place. Folks, see, you have everything at your disposal. We don't need a revolution. We need a reformation in this country. And we need the leaders to stand up and actually make reference to what's already been established so we can have another 239 years laid out for our posterity the way our forefathers laid it out for us. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? Folks, but I want you to notice what happened when they came forth with the good report. when they came forth with a good report to the people, and they said, listen, the land is a goodly land, and the Lord told you not to fear. In other words, walk by faith, not by sight. You know, it was Benjamin Franklin that rightly said, the greatest enemy to faith is reason. Martin Luther said the same thing, the great reformer. The greatest enemy to faith is reason. And guess what happens when people begin to reason? They begin to judge things according to their eyes. And I'm talking about their carnal eyes rather than their spiritual eyes. Because when they look through their carnal eyes, they become blind to their spiritual eyes. And we want that just in opposite. We want to put that in the opposite state, right? Where we're looking through our spiritual eyes and trusting God with our whole heart and leaning not to our own understanding and in all of our ways acknowledge Him. We want a Chronos and a Kairos moment. We want to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God and meet God where man touches God with the miraculous. And I believe that America is still there if the righteous are willing to stand up and do the stuff, as we say in this country. As I've said so many times, and I say again, friends, is the fact that, listen, we have a huge opportunity to prove our God. We have a huge opportunity to meet the very God that our forefathers proved. And boy, how did we come out? Here we are. We have a huge opportunity with our backs up against the wall, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to prove our God that He will show up in the fire along with the fourth man, and that our enemies will be disposed of rather than the righteous. But oftentimes, if we want to understand the things of God, guess what? We bear our cross and we understand who He is. We understand the power of redemption in the fire. And it's not always a fun place to be. Read Deuteronomy 5 when you get a moment, and John 3. Folks, you know what the report was when they came back? They came back with the good news and they said, we can do this. The Lord's with us. Hey, children of Israel, don't you remember that the Lord redeemed you from the greatest of the greatest, as you would call it, as kings of the earth, that Pharaoh? Remember the judgments of God were upon the heads of Pharaoh when the meekest man alive was sent? Moses was sent to the face of Pharaoh to command him to tell my people to let my people go to the Pharaoh. Remember he commanded Pharaoh? He didn't ask him, he told him. The meekest man alive went to the face of Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go. And we understand through a blood sacrifice, that's symbolic of Christ, that they were freed. Remember the blood of the Paschal Lamb was painted on the doors, and the angel that came about to destroy, the destroying angel, wouldn't touch those houses that had the blood upon them. And guess what? When they were delivered, after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle, they still chided against Moses. They still chided against God. And yet it was all for them. And they didn't understand that it was all for them. And what's the first thing that the Lord did? The first thing that the Lord did after they were delivered, He chained them to the Ten Commandments, Mount Sinai. And then He began to feed them in the desert. And then He began to bring forth miracles and signs and wonders over and over and over again. Now we're to the point where Joshua, Moses is no more. Now here comes Joshua and here comes Caleb, who were raised under Moses. And they were partakers of being set free from bondage concerning the Pharaoh. And after these miracles were wrought, guess what? Joshua and Caleb said, hey, we can do this thing. America, I'm saying we can do this thing. I'm saying to you, America, you still have Moses. You still need to make reference to him. You still need to get back to him. That you might be liberated. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we understand again, as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, the liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And once we get back to that, we're going to throw off those that mean to bring us back into bondage. We don't want anything to do with them. But what was the report? It was a good report. And again, going back to what Joshua said, hey, we can do this. We're well able to overcome. But what did the people say? Folks, they picked up stones and they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb. Because, folks, they were being set as the leaders to liberate, not to bring him into bondage, but the people wanted to go back. Remember they made captains to go back into Egypt? Remember they wanted to go back into bondage? Folks, for those that want to go or stay or remain content with where you're at today, you know nothing of the Spirit of Christ and you know nothing of liberty. Folks, I'll tell you what, there's a different taste to liberty, especially when you fight the good fight of faith. There really is. And those that don't fight will never understand that the Lord is good. Taste and see.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're talking about real leadership and what real leaders do. We're talking about Joshua and Caleb. They came forth with a good report. What happened? The people picked up stones and said, hey, let's stone them. Let's stone them. Why would they say let's stone them? Well, it's the same thing that happens in America when a real leader stands up and actually makes reference to the Word of God and the Constitution to liberate the people. They don't want to be told that because then, therefore, they're going to have to stand up and actually have to do something about it. Let me ask you something, friends. What's a faithful coach? Let's say we have a boxer, and he wants to become the heavyweight champion of the world. Do you think his coach, is he going to be a faithful coach by telling that boxer, just go home, sit down, get some Twinkies, get a six-pack of Cokes, you know, get some hot fudge sundaes, sit there, watch TV all day? Is that a good coach? But that's what the American people want. They don't want to become involved. They don't want their lives disturbed or interrupted. No, a faithful coach is going to put resistance upon his what? On resistance upon his champion. He's going to train him, and he's going to push him and push him and push him, and that's what the truth does. And everybody in their right mind knows, taking it to another analogy, if we had a coach, a head coach, let's say here in the state of Minnesota, that was the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and he lost year after year after year after year for 40 to 50 to 60 years in a row. Folks, I'll tell you what, there would be an uproar within a week. Within a week. Well, people would say, well, we're not going to put up with that. If he's not going to lead the team to victory, then we don't want him. America, it's the same thing with real leaders. And those teams that you want to win, how must the coach push him to become the best in the world? He's got to drive them. He's got to put forth resistance and weight upon their shoulders so they can build up and get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. It reminds me of Pilgrim's Progress when he said, the more I read the Word of God, the greater the burden becomes. Of course, until you get to the cross and victory, oh, victory, how sweet it is. So when you see a real leader, folks, you got to understand they say hard things. They say things that others might be offended by. They're not PC. They're not politically correct. They're not traitors to principles. They're willing to stand up and say what needs to be said to bring their people to victory. Just like Joshua and Caleb. Just like Moses and Aaron. Just like any true leader. Just like David. And I want you to understand, too, that the greatest leaders in the world are the greatest followers. And guess who they are followers of? His name is Jesus Christ. I said right before the break, isn't it interesting that there's a different taste? The Bible tells us, I believe it's in the book of Psalm 34, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I want to tell you something. There's those that fight and fight the good fight of faith, and that when they taste and see that the Lord is good, they know how sweet He really is, and they will never turn the other direction again. But they know where to meet Him as well. They press into the kingdom of God. They understand what it means when the Bible tells us the violent take it by force. And it really is true. You should do some commentary studies on those, friends. They are second to none. And boy, oh boy, the meaning is exactly what it sounds like. Kind of reminds me in the natural when we talk about the veterans that fight, bleed, and die in many cases to give us what we have today. What was that quote on the wall in Vietnam concerning that veteran? He came back to America and he said with a tear in his eye, what did he say, Stephanie?
He said, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. And he was a prisoner of war for many, many years.
And guess what? He's going to protect our freedoms the way and in such a manner that no one else will.
That's exactly right.
And why is it, folks, that we don't understand the basics, the elementary principles of real leadership? Because we have been so inundated with hypocrisy, liars, criminals, you name it. And what's so awesome about what's going on in your country, friends, is that's not the voice that the American people are putting up with. That's why Donald Trump is in first place. And again, I'm not advocating Donald. I don't know him. I don't know Scott Walker. I don't know Rand Paul, though we did have Ron Paul on the radio. I don't know Huckabee, though I met him at the RNC. I don't know a lot of these guys personally. I don't know them tried and true, but we can look at their records. And I guarantee if you look at their records, folks, you're going to see a whole lot of compromise. And I'm not saying on every one of them, Ted Cruz, I don't know that there is any compromise. But I'm not saying that there isn't. I'm just simply, folks, trying to point the finger to the light and say there's real leadership. And I'll tell you where the real leadership is to be found, where they're always in foot and step with Christ, never outside of that. Mark my words, and folks, look at history. I'm right. I know I'm right because He always proves Himself to be faithful, even when we're faithless.
And real leaders are willing to speak forth the truth, come what may. You know, love them or hate them, the truth is the truth. I know you're mentioning earlier on in the show, Bradley, the fact that you're on the side of truth. So when you recognize truth, you could bring that forth no matter who it comes from. The Lord can use a donkey if He wants to. The Lord can use anybody to speak forth the truth. And a lot of times, He uses the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He uses people and men and women from places that you wouldn't think. Not many, you know, mighty, not many noble are called, the Bible says, but the Lord has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And we here at the Liberty, we're presenting forth leadership because we are speaking the truth.
You said at the Liberty.
We here at the Sons of Liberty is what I said.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear Sons, but we can rewind that and get back.
We'll have to rewind that
one
because we here at the Sons of Liberty are speaking forth the truth, and that's why we are leading the pack when it comes forth to speaking forth the Word of God, the truth from the Word of God, in a way that not many people are willing to. For our new listeners, you might be tuning in for the first time and saying, wow, this is a breath of fresh air. You know, this is black and white. This is something that I've never really heard before, especially coming from a preacher who's preaching the truth, but also bringing that into everyday common sense, what's going on in our world today. And we are taking this message literally across the globe. The radio program is in 53 other countries, also all throughout the United States of America. We go from the north to the south, to the east to the west.
We've been
doing tea parties, high schools, university, college campuses, prisons, festivals, wherever the Lord opens the door, we walk right through because we understand the need and we understand that we want to redeem the time because the days are evil. And one way that you can help us is by supporting our work. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Perhaps you've never yet checked out the websites. They're wonderful websites, very informative, so many wonderful things and opportunities for you to take advantage of. You know, you got the common person sitting back and saying, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. I just have a regular job. I'm just a housewife. I'm just this, that, or the other. One thing you can do is jump on the media website, take a hold of the articles, start sharing them on Facebook. Print out the articles, share them with your pastor at church, share them with a local group, a tea party group. You can do so many different things. Go to the store, pick up a documentary series, have a showing at your house, bring it to your pastor, have one at your church, bring it to your tea party, bring it to your secular college campus. There are so many things out there that we can be doing to be a light in this dark world. And also, for those of you who can support our ministry, please go to the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is that you faithfully support the work here on a monthly basis so we can cause our message to be put out even further across the globe. And for those of you who can give a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. And I also want to point out our product of the week this week is Noah Webster's Advice to the Young. It is a great book for young people, but really for men and women of all ages. But our whole thing in this ministry is prevention is better than cure. We don't want to get people after they fall over the edge of the cliff and crash to the bottom to their own destruction. We want to prevent the destruction before it happens and get to them when they're young. So if you want to be a part of that, please do support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Folks, what I'm going to do tomorrow on sonsoflibertyradio.com is I'm going to go to Blessed is the Man Whom Thou Chastenest. And I'm going to go back to a gentleman by the name of Thomas Brooks in the 1800s, and I'm going to define love for you from him. Okay, I'm just going to convey to you what he wrote. And you tell me if it is in any sense of the word defined out as anything that you see today. As a matter of fact, we just had somebody over to our house just recently, over to the studios, I should say. And interestingly enough, they said that they looked up the word love in the modern dictionary, and it doesn't mean anything at all when you take it to the love defined out in Scripture. And I said, of course not, because they've revised it. They've watered down definitions in the dictionaries. I said, if you look at Webster's 1828, you'll see that at the very front of the book, Webster's 1828. It's a picture of Noah Webster, and it says, Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to sin. If you look at the word lust today and love, I'll tell you what, they contradict each other, right? And as a matter of fact, even if you go to the 1800s and you look at the 1828, love and lust, they contradict. It's water and oil. They mean the opposite, right? They stand one against another. But today, friends, you'll see that they have defined, because they've watered down the definition of love to now mean lust. And they caught that. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was pretty cool that they were doing their homework to actually catch that. So when even you're looking up definitions, folks, you need to go back at least 50 to 100 years to get the full meaning of what the words mean, not what the revisionist means it to mean the way that they want it to mean. We want to know what it means through its true definition. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.